Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, today, and you never know, it could be yours.
Could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, where should I sit? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 55-year-old married woman, and my husband is currently going through a very disrespectful stage of life. He thinks he's a scholar and a comedian, and he is flirtatious with younger women, my son's girlfriend in particular. I've heard my husband congratulate my son on pulling someone so fine and asking questions like, where does she work? Work out, and is her mama as fine as she is? I thought it was father-son bonding, but he has gotten worse. We had a Memorial Day get-together, and my son's girlfriend came over with her little girl. Excuse me. The little girl was attached to me because she said I reminded her of her grandmother. The girlfriend was walking around with a plate on the patio, and all the seats were taken, and she asked my husband, where should I sit? My super ignorant husband said, I know where you can sit. And I almost jumped up and tackled him. He had a dirty old man look on his face, and the girlfriend was smiling from ear to ear. So I loudly told him to sit his ASS down somewhere immediately. He got bristly with me, and we had a screaming match in front of our guests. He said he wasn't flirting and it was a joke. I take a lot of mess from him, but I don't have to tolerate this in my house. My son is in support of his father because maybe he doesn't know my husband was implying something nasty when he said that to his girlfriend. My husband is waiting for me to apologize, and I did not do anything wrong. The girl was at our house again last night, and she was acting funny, too. What's going on with my husband? Did I overreact? Or is my husband playing me for a fool? Please help. Well, I don't think your husband's playing you for a fool. I don't think that. Did you overreact? Well, maybe you did, but, you know, I just tell you, don't second guess yourself. If you think something was going on, if you were feeling something, you know how we are with our intuition and all of that. We know how with other women are at our house and if they're flirting with our men and all of that. I mean, you know, you probably were right about your husband's response to his son's disrespectful girlfriend. Where do I sit? And he goes, I know where you can sit. Did he show her a seat or did he just say that? You said he had a dirty old man look on his face. I just think, you know, it was too bad your husband was flirting with this young lady and allowed this kind of foolishness to go down. And the fact that you guys got into a screaming match at the house, what was that about? No, I mean, I think he was feeling guilty at this point because he knew that he was flirting with this young girl. I don't think there's no other way for you to take it except that he was low-key I don't know, kind of hitting on her. I just say, who does this type of thing in front of their wife at the house? I think he was out of order. And no, you shouldn't be expected to apologize to him. You weren't the one who said this to the guest. Your husband was, and he flipped it. Now you're feeling guilty. Now you're feeling like you should apologize, and you overreacted. I think you're dead on. You're spot on. And I think you need to talk to your son, too, because he sided with his dad, your husband, against you on this one. Steve?
Shirley and I oftentimes agree with a lot of things, and Shirley has given some answers that I have been in total agreement with. I think she does a fine job with her segment on the Strawberry Letter. But sometimes she fails in her obligation miserably. And this is the one time that I think she has failed. Shirley, you made some statements in this. I can't believe you made it. The girl has not been disrespectful in here at all. The girl ain't did nothing. Nothing. By saying, where should I sit, was not being disrespectful. Let me go through this letter so I can save this marriage before Shirley end another one.
I didn't say they had to break up.
You might as well. You 56 years old, lady, and currently, she says her husband's currently going through a very disrespectful stage of life. Your son has a girlfriend, and you've heard your son, your husband congratulate your son on pulling somebody so fine, asking questions like where she work out and is her mama as fine as she is. Now, let me say something. When my sons come home with a fine one, you know, I'm on a Instagram with them. Dad, I want you to meet this girl. What she look like? Because I know they know. So they got an IG page and all this here, and I'm looking. And I live vicariously through my boys. Because, right. I mean, boy, I'm talking about, whoo, come on, come through, boy. Come through, sons. You know, I've said stuff like, you better be a Harvey. Show them what you're working with. Come on, boy, I see you. Lord have mercy. Girl, I've asked a little girl, you ever had Thanksgiving at some well-off people's house? You know, stuff like that. You know, but so I know what he's doing. I thought it was father-son bonding, but he has gotten worse. I had a Memorial Day gathering. Son's girlfriend came over with her little girl. The little girl was attracted to me because she said you reminded her of her grandmother. The girlfriend was walking around with a plate on the patio and all the seats were taken. And she asked my husband, where should I sit? That wasn't being disrespectful. You said she was walking around the patio and all the seats were taken. She said, where should I sit? My super ignorant husband said, I know where you can sit. God, dog. I almost super jumped up and tackled him. We come back, I straighten it out for you.
At 23 minutes after the hour, we'll come back to recap the Strawberry Letter right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, where should I sit?
This woman who's 55 is married to this man, she said, going through a very, what does she call it, disrespectful stage of life. And especially when it comes to his son's girlfriend, who he bought over to the house and she banging. She fine. So he asking her questions like, where you work out? Is your mama as fine as she is? Hell yeah. I can tell you right now, she's fine. And daddy thought that. And you thought it was father-son bonding, but it didn't got worse. The girl came over for Memorial Day, bought a little girl. The little girl was attracted to her mother because the lady wrote the letter because she reminded of her grandmama. And girlfriend was walking around with a plate on the patio, and all the seats were taken. The lady said all the seats was taken. So she asked my husband, where should I sit? My super ignorant husband said, I know where you can sit. I know where you can sit. I know how he said it. Sit. So you want to sit, huh? That's what I got. I almost jumped up and tackled him. He had a dirty old man look on his face, and the girlfriend was smiling from ear to ear. He's flattering his son's girlfriend publicly in front of everyone. Now, is this bad judgment? Yep. Is this being done in poor taste? Yep. But he's doing it in front of everybody, so he don't really see the harm in it. So I loudly told him to sit his down somewhere immediately. He got bristly with me. Hold up. Now, who the hell are you hollering at? And we had a screaming match in front of our guests. He said he wasn't flirting and it was a joke. Now, I believe that he wasn't flirting, but it was a joke. Now, was it in poor taste? Yes. Was the timing of it bad? Yes. But this joke was done in front of everybody. He ain't pulling off to the side trying to meet up with the girl. He did this in front of everybody. I take a lot of mess from him, but I don't have to tolerate this in my house. My son is in support of his father because maybe he don't know my husband was implying something nasty when he said that to his girlfriend. No, he wasn't implying something nasty. He was implying something risque. He not being nasty with his son's girlfriend. Your husband shouldn't have said it that way, and it's poor taste and bad timing. But I know people that tell bad, distasteful jokes all the time. And I really think this is one of those times. And he ain't upset with his father because he know where his father coming from. And plus, you don't know what you're not privy to is the conversations him and his daddy have when you ain't around. Because father and son's conversation is not for the mothers. I can just tell y'all that right now. What I say to Winton, Jason, and Stevie, that this cannot be said in front of his sisters and his mama. So he done let one out in front of you. That's what happened. Now, Shirley says, trust your heart and everything, and this disrespectful girl walking around your house. The girl has done nothing. She just walking around straight up fine. And if you got to be penalized for being fine, Shirley.
No.
You. No, that's exactly what you said.
Yeah, I did, because she didn't have to. She walking around with a plate, flouncing around.
With all
my mother
the
would
seats
say.
Are taken.
Uh-huh.
No, she flouncing around because she fine. It ain't flouncing. It just do what it do. It shake like that when it move like that.
He flirts with younger women and his girlfriend in particular, so he was flirting.
No, Shirley, listen
That's
to me.
That's what the wife
said. He said he wasn't flirting and it was a joke. I take a lot of mess from him, but
that.
I don't have to tolerate this in my house. My son is in support of his father because he don't know my husband implying something nasty when he said that to his girlfriend. My husband is waiting for me to apologize, and I did not do anything wrong. The girl was at our house again last night, and she was acting funny too. The reason she acted funny was because the last time she was over there, y'all had a screaming and shouting match. Mm-hmm. And she feels like it was at her because everything was directed at her.
Oh, whatever.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, she's sitting up
her
there.
Super ignorant.
Like she
husband.
Done made all the barbecue plates. Now, little fine mama that came up in there, you know, see, his mama, the girl that wrote the letter, she been in 55 Memorial Day outing.
Don't
it's
even
all
try.
Jealousy. 55 look good on a lot of people.
Oh, I got a question. We ran out of
y'all
time.
Y'all look good. Yeah, but we out of time, though.
Yeah. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on iHeartRadio.
She should apologize to her husband for loudly going off on him in front of everybody. That part, she was wrong.
All right. I think we have to come back with this letter. Leave us your comments, meanwhile, on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on iHeartRadio. It is free. Coming up next, we'll do a part three of the Strawberry Letter. There are questions to the letter. The subject is, where should I sit? We'll get back into right after this. All right, so here we are. We're back. The Strawberry Letter subject today was, where should I sit? It was from a 55-year-old woman who wrote in because her husband is currently going through, she called, a disrespectful, very disrespectful stage of life. He's being very flirtatious with younger women and his son's girlfriend in particular. They had a barbecue. The young lady was there carrying a plate, and she asked where could she sit. And the woman said, her super ignorant husband said, oh, I know where you can sit.
And it started a very loud fight and argument in front of all the guests.
The guests.
And I realized, I said, I know the guy that was distasteful what he said and the time it was off. But people make distasteful jokes all the time. They just don't know it. But I don't think this man is trying to make a pass at the girl. I think he's just like doing a dirty old man joke, and it's just the wrong place and time.
Yeah, his house in front of his wife is his son's girlfriend, and in front of everyone he said it.
And in front of everybody, but then she jumped up and went off on the man in front of everybody. They had a loud screaming match, and I think that she should have said, excuse me, can I talk to you for a second? And pull him to the side and checked him.
But I was going to say, he said what he said in front of everyone.
Right, but she got to tone it down.
But she got to pull him to the side.
Yeah, but see, but listen to me. His intent, he thought he was being funny and a joke. Bad timing, poor choice of jokes, distasteful. But the way to check him was not in front of everybody.
He disrespected her. She felt disrespected. The wife did in front of everyone.
The son is not offended. He ain't said nothing.
Okay, so let's speak of the son. Let's turn this around. So if the married couple had a daughter who came with a fine boyfriend.
Maybe they don't.
And the boyfriend said, where should I sit? And the wife said, I know where you can sit. Then how would the husband
That's not what this story is. That's not what this story is. This story is not this.
See how you guys try to flip it?
Yeah. What's the reaction?
Y'all the one flipping it.
No, we're not flipping it. Shut up, Tommy. We're not flipping it at all.
Well, see, there's no such thing as a dirty old woman. There's a such thing as a dirty old man. Y'all don't have dirty
there
women.
Is
as proven in this letter.
That's not what y'all do.
So if what would you do though? What was the reaction?
Yeah, I know where you can sit.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he got it right there in front of everybody.
Why you trying to flip it in front of everybody?
All right, more of this crazy ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.